Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Late Night Girls. How you feeling? What's up, Jen?
All right. What's up? What is it? It's a holiday weekend coming up. Are you excited?
I really, really am, because I'm actually having guests over. Just a couple, you know, a little social gathering.
Oh,
here. This will be my first time. Yeah, first time hosting something like this at my place, especially since I moved here. So I will, you know, be busy getting ready, cleaning, and doing my thing this weekend. And, yeah, just praying that it all turns out well. What will you be doing?
I'm not sure. I might come over if my regular plans don't come through. So I just might be over there. And that sounds really exciting.
Well, that would be really exciting if you were going to show up, because a couple people were asking about you and if you were going to be here. So,
yeah, I know who that is. It's who they are. That's okay.
Do let me know. Nope, there's even another person that asked about you. There's more than one now that have asked. I mean, you're becoming pretty popular with my friends, you know, in my friend circle.
Oh, really?
So, exactly. Yes,
it's okay. I'm not worried about anybody.
I'm taken.
Okay.
But yeah.
This weekend was awesome, people. Jen, let's tell them what we did this weekend. Can we tell them what we did?
You sure can. We hosted an event for the very, very first time, and it was super, super exciting, and it was really, really great. Let me tell you. So it was the Sweetie Bikini Launch, right?
Yes, Sweet Bee swimwear and accessory line launch. And this is actually our first time hosting an event together. So this was really special for me, because I've hosted a couple events in the past. And, you know, but being able to do it as part of the radio show, I think, was really exciting. So I'm really looking forward to that. And we already have our next gig booked. So, you know, hit us up on Facebook, The Late Night Girls, and, you know, book us for your next event if you're looking for something fun, something to catch the crowd's attention and keep it all the way live. You don't want your guests going to sleep.
Absolutely.
Then we are definitely the
That's
ones
right.
to call. A lot of people can attest to that.
Right, and I'm super excited about our next gig, and that we got it so fast. It's just working out so great. I'm super excited about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there's a lot going on. So, you know, Memorial Day weekend is coming up. Everybody, you know, be safe and try not to go too crazy with the alcohol and don't get no accidents, because we want to see you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Drink responsibly, folks.
Yeah, be responsible. I mean, I'm really excited, mainly because of the long weekend. We got Monday off work.
Right.
We have a job, you know, that closes on Monday. Yeah. If I would have taken a little road trip somewhere, because I knew that I didn't have to go to work until Tuesday.
That
would have
been
kind of cool.
I would have went with you, like Virginia
or
something.
If your plans don't go through and you're at my house and you just plan to stay, let's go, like, take a trip to Boston somewhere. I don't know.
That would be cool. Yeah, let's do that.
Something. Definitely.
That'd be
so
cool.
Let me know. See how quickly we come up with things like that? Going to Boston.
That's how we work.
You know, we need to plan these things out. Let's just do it, man. Let's just do it.
Spontaneous. Like, that's it.
All right, I love it. So the Billboard Awards. Now, I didn't watch it. Jen, did you watch it? Because, you know, I'm a little behind on that, especially I don't have cable. But I'm okay with not having cable. I really am. It's a distraction. No, I choose not to have cable because I don't feel like I need to spend my money on that. I was going broke, just like paying cable $100 and something, almost $200 a month on cable, when I barely watched all the channels. There's only a few channels I watched and a few shows that I watched, and then I had the house phone connected with a whole bundle. And I'm like, I don't even use this phone, not once.
So
it's just a waste. So I downgraded, and I decided to only keep internet for like $40-something a month, and that's better for me. Like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Paid off the last bit of that bill, and I'm like, that's it. I'm done with cable. And there's so many shows you can watch on the internet. I could probably go back and watch the Billboard Awards on the internet. Who knows? Like, I miss help.
Hey, you know what? That's like, you know what, it's an inspiration for me that she's done that, because I don't watch TV as much, but there's certain shows that I do watch. But to tell you the truth, cable does not have anything on. You know, there's really nothing on. I catch most of the stuff I want, like, on demand. And when you told me that you stopped, that you, like, you've given up on cable, I'm like, she's crazy. What is she doing? But then every time I call, I'm like, what are you doing? She's, like, planning her next event and doing this and researching that. And, like, I'm like, oh, man, I feel so unproductive sitting here watching TV. And she's over there working and researching. I'm like, maybe I should be doing the same thing. So it's actually very inspiring that you do that. And I think most people should do that. It's not that important. Whatever you can find, whatever you want to see, you can watch it on TV. Like, my guilty pleasure is Love and Hip Hop. I watch that. And, that's probably the only thing I do watch on Mondays at 8 o'clock. That's where you're going to catch me on Sony TV watching that. Any other day of the week, there's nothing that I'm watching. Oh, Game of Thrones, actually, on Sundays. Game of Thrones and Love and Hip Hop, that's the only thing I watch. But you can watch all that on demand. So, and then you can watch
that's
that online.
True.
So, like I said, it's, like, really inspiring what you're doing, and it makes me feel really unproductive, so I got to make some change, which actually goes with our theme today, so take notes, guys.
It really does go with our theme. Somebody just asked me about lunch tomorrow. Are we still on? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Can we do Thursday instead? Because I kind of forgot. Hopefully they're not listening right now.
Uh-oh.
I did. So, but, definitely, that goes along with our thing. That's part of changing your life, getting your life right, getting it together. We're going to get to that in just a minute. But speaking about the Billboard Awards, I did want to make note because my mom was watching it. And she texted me and she was like, are you watching it? Because people always seem to forget that I don't have cable. So, like, you watching the BET Awards? You watching the Awards? Oh, my gosh. Like, no. Like, tell me how it went after. But there was a segment sponsored by Kia, which is called One to Watch. And the person, usually it's like a music person, like who's going to be the next big person, you know, in music or so. And this Kia's One to Watch was Tori Kelly. And my mom was like, this person has the most beautiful voice. At first, I didn't know who she was talking about. She didn't say the name. She was just like, this white girl that played a guitar. And I went online, like on Facebook, to look her up. And I'm like, oh, Tori Kelly. And she's been all the way white. She's like something else, like Italian. I don't know. Like, she's got something else in her. So, beautiful freaking voice. But I already knew about Tori Kelly from YouTube way before she was even becoming famous, which is, like, exciting for me because I, like, watched her journey kind of. Like, just doing, like, covers and everything. And all of a sudden, like, the girl just started blowing up. Like, people were noticing her. So I'm, like, so excited for Tori Kelly. If you haven't heard Tori Kelly, oh, my gosh. I love her song called Dear No One. And I remember when I was first trying to do, like, this, what's that guy's name? I was doing a cover of, A Tornado Flew Around My Room. What's that guy's name?
Ocean.
Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
When I was looking for a cover for that, I found her singing it, and I was like, this is the best rendition I've ever heard of, like, that song. I was like, she should be doing this. Oh, my gosh, I love her voice and the way she plays the guitar. Mm-hmm. And she's just, like, really cute, and I'm like, I'm just really excited to see her, you know, come this far.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of, like, people that have come, like, so far. Speaking of people that have come so far with, like, music and everything and being on YouTube, there's a guy right here from New Haven, Avery Wilson, which I'm really proud of because he's getting on The Voice. And, oh, my gosh, like, he's number one on iTunes. And he just got signed to, like, RCA with Clive Davis. And I didn't even realize that he had left to go do that, because I used to be an open mic singing with him and all this stuff. And, like, we were just kind of, like, in the same circles with that. And, you know, his father owns the McDonald's here. And, like, he was so nice. And I was introduced to him a long time ago. And now to be like, oh, my gosh, somebody from New Haven made it, you know, like that. So that's really exciting. So shout out to Avery. We're going to start playing some of his music because, oh, my gosh, that new song he has on iTunes is, like, the bomb. So, you know,
oh, yes,
look
I
up
love
Avery
that song.
Wilson. I know, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to upload it to play for next week, which would be really cool. And speaking of people from New Haven, we also have a guest that's coming on the show. Wait, I need to just look. Is it this week? Coming week? I think it's this coming week, right after Memorial Day. Yep, Tuesday the 26th. We've got Manny James, who will be a guest. He has a really nice album, too, and a couple good songs on there that that I like. He plays locally and in New York and some other places. So he's a great artist. We're going to be playing his music as well. And he's also going to be on our show next week, so you got to tune in to hear I always get, like, so excited and happy, you know, especially, like, when people I know are making it and they're doing great things. And, like, I want to support them in every way.
Definitely. Yes,
and
inspiring.
Speaking of support,
inspiring.
Yeah, we just got to do it. No, I was going to say, everybody, go out and support, you know, my girl Sweet B. Like, not only does she have a great swimwear line now, she's family. So I got to support my family, and I'm not just supporting her because she's family, but she does have a nice swimsuit line. There's a couple of swimsuits that I said that I saw. So, yeah, especially those high-waisted panties, because, you know, I'll be wearing them high-waisted ones, right, because, you know, to cover up your belly. And I was like, but it's sexy high-waist, though. Sexy high-waist, not the grand panties, okay? Am I right, Jen? Was it like...
No, yeah,
sexy,
they're really
though?
Sexy.
I need to get a
pair. So they're really cute. Oh, her bikini line is so amazing. This, my favorite one is called Venus. You have to go to her website. We're going to post it up. I don't have it right now. Okay.
Yes.
But we're going to post it up. This one called
we'll
Fire
post it up
and Venus.
Do that.
Definitely. What is it? You got it?
Oh, Fire. No, I'll post it in a few.
Yeah.
The website link, because I know earlier she was like sending more pictures up. So yeah, we'll make sure that's up and then
check it out, guys.
Page.
Sexy,
definitely. Well, we're gonna play a quick song because I was talking about all these like locals and everything. I'm gonna play Kayla, I'm Gone, because Kayla is a bomb and she's from New Haven too. And I actually know one of my good friends now, Tommy Parker. He actually produced this track for her, and I didn't know this so seriously.
Oh.
Here we go.
Okay.
Kayla, I'm Gone.
How many times I have to ask you about the truth? The lies and rumors I heard about you. It's funny how you lie to me in my face. And now I'm so hurt, I don't know what to say. Telling me, baby, I love you, I can't take it. And now you're looking stupid like you don't know what to say. I'm gone.
No more.
think you're lying in my face, acting like you love me, but that's not the case. You used me, you cheated, abused me, misleaded, but you ain't gotta worry about me. I'm gone.
Right, that was Kayla. I'm gone. Go ahead, Kayla. Kayla's from New Haven. Very proud of her as well. We definitely will show our support to independent artists. Send us in your work. Always, you can always find us on Facebook at the Late Night Girls. And send us your work. As long as it's, you know, quality, we'll play it. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
The Rue Boo. Send it through. Yeah. Well, listen, for those of you that are just tuning in, tonight's topic is get your life. That's right, that's right. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to get right to it because we know that every time we're having fun on this show, time flies, and before you know it, the time is up.
For sure.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, we can't even finish the topic now. Yeah, but we're not going to let that happen tonight. But what we want to know is, let me tell you, everybody feels like this. At least I do. Do you feel like you need to change? Are you feeling like things are going right for you? Is there something missing in your life? Like, these are the questions that, you know, come across my mind and the thoughts that come across my mind sometimes. And I'm like, I just need to do something to get my life back on track, get it in order. Sometimes you feel like everything is going wrong and you're like, why, God, why? What is it? Like, you have to talk to yourself and say, what is it? It's more like a reevaluation of things that are happening and going on in your life. So we want to tell you, come on now, it's time to get your life right. Get yourself back on track. And we're going to talk about a couple of things, you know, and tell you how you can do this. So I'm going to let Jen take it away a little bit because, you know.
Well, one of the main things I want to start off is basically with finances. Like, you know, a lot of times we're like, we got to pay a bill or the rent or something. We're like, oh, but you know what? I got this party I got to go to. I need to get an outfit, you know, and we're being totally irresponsible about it, but we at least look cute that night. Here's the thing. You got to grow out of that. We got to mature, and you got to pay your bills on time because not only does it mess up your credit, if you plan on buying a house or a car, you know, that's gonna totally mess you up. It's in your history, and we need to get that right. That was something I had to learn the hard way. I got credit cards. I got crazy credit cards at 18 that they were sending me all these credit cards, and I messed up my credit, but I was able to fix all that. But it was like so crazy back then, and it's hard to fix it. You know, like you gotta pay all that debt off. Sometimes there's interest that's added to it. But I'm saying, get your finances right. Save money for a rainy day. You never know what could happen. And make sure you have, you know, you're responsible about it.
Yeah, the earlier you learn these things about finances, the better. Like, even putting money, like, when you're in a job, putting money away, like, in your 401k and things like that. Like, even I didn't do that right away. And now I, like, waited till the last minute to start doing these things because I was thinking when I first started my job, like, I'm not going to be here. No way. I just wasn't thinking long term.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking in the future. And then, like, next thing you know, I'm here, like, 8 years. And I'm like, oh, snap. Why didn't I do this?
Has it been 8 years?
And you're like, do you know how much money, like, I could have had saved? Like, telling you. No, I'm telling you. I was horrible. And so, yeah, you don't want to go back and look back in life and say, why didn't I do certain things when you could have definitely avoided that with your finances? Stop.
Right.
You know, cut the store cards up. Like, maybe if you have one, it's okay. But I'm telling you. I'm paying off one store card that I've had a couple years back, and I'm like, after I'm paying this off, I'm done. I'm not getting anything else. If I don't have the money to buy the outfit, then I just don't need it. Like, it just depends on what kind of store card you have. It really does. But more than likely, don't just go shopping and buy new outfits just because, and you really, really don't need it. Seriously. Yep. Like,
but it's fun.
But you're going to pay for it later. You're going to pay for it later. And those high APR rates and everything. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. No. It's not worth it. So, other things. I mean, Jen knows we could go on and on about this, you know, aside from finances. Relationships. Being in these toxic relationships with these men, these little boys, these girls, and these women. Oh, my gosh. It's like,
even
you know,
like friends and family.
True. Friends and family, too. But, you know, usually I find myself wasting my time with men that I know that I don't need to waste my time with. No, like, for real. Like, I'm just going to keep it 100%. Definitely. That's been my issue. Like, why don't I let certain men go that I know aren't good for me, that I know ain't doing jack, know there's no future, but yet I'm still holding on for whatever reason. And I'm like, I really am wasting my time, like really, really wasting my time. And, you know, you have to stop and think to yourself, why are you really doing this? What purpose is it serving for this purpose, for this person to be in your life? So I hope that, you know, you stop and take a look at these people that you know mean you no good. They may be a nice person, too, but that doesn't mean that they're still good for you. Like,
right.
They could be, but these, some people can just bring you down regardless. Oh. It's still extra weight. It's still extra baggage. And, again, if they're not really adding value to your life, then you need to drop that zero and find you a hero. Like, for real. For real, let me tell you. Yeah, and once you do, it's like your life can be so much better. You'll feel so much more free. Yeah, I remember those days.
Like, so what you know someone is kind of toxic in your life is like when you hear from them, okay, you may be happy, like if it's a guy that you're in a relationship with, but like it just drains you, you know, the things that they do, or even if it's like friends and family, like, friends and family that ask you for money all the time, or ask you for a favor all the time, and it's just like drains you. And you don't need that. And like, if they really don't contribute anything to your life, maybe you need to let that go and just let it be kind of like a cordial thing, like high and by. But definitely,
right. And if you're always taking from you, and then you can never ask them for anything, so it's like a one-sided thing with them. It's okay like, if you help them out sometimes, and then when you're in a bunch. You're in a crunch or something, then you need them and they get you out. But if they can never ever give you out to help you and they can't give you $5, oh my gosh, then something is wrong. Like, something is wrong.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Right. Reevaluate your relationships. Like, relationships alone, like in a romantic relationship, could take up the whole time that we have. But, like, basically, reevaluate your relationship. I did that recently. And if it doesn't contribute to anything, if you're not happy and you just don't see a future, move on and let it go. And that's my motto. Like, I'm just looking at the future. You guys, everyone just basically needs to look at the future and see where you want to go and where your happiness is. Find your happiness. If you're not happy, make a change, basically.
Yeah. We were just talking about this too, Jen. How people do, you know, do the same old things and they expect different results. So
yeah,
there was one of my personal relationships that I started to change, and I was like, you know, I met someone new and I decided, you know, to do one small change and I'm sticking with it. I won't say what it is right now, but you pick what it is that you feel like you need to stop doing or changing in your life. I don't care what it is. You know, let it be one thing. At least with that new relationship, there is something you're trying different. So with that one something that you're trying different, you know, maybe things will actually go a little bit differently for you as far as the outcome in this new relationship. Just try one simple change. That's all you need to do. But if you change absolutely nothing in your next relationship, then guess what? More than likely, you're going to be 100% dissatisfied like you have been in all the other relationships.
Right.
Until you try something new, though. I mean, you won't know. You'll be stuck over and over again. I don't care. Pick one thing that you can say, you know what, when I'm with this next person or when I'm with this, I got this new friendship, I'm not going to do this no more. Or I'm going to try this time and see how this works. at least you're trying something different. So please, people, right. try something new if you really want to see a change happen in your life. If not, then I'm telling you, you're going to keep on in that same old circle over and mm-hmm. over and over again. And you're going to be crying like, God, why? Oh, I thought you loved me. What happened? Why would you beat me right? No, it ain't God. Negro, it's you. Get it right.
That's another thing. Take responsibility seriously. Don't blame it on other people. Don't blame it on him. Blame it on you. If the same results end up in your relationship or wherever else, if you get the same results because you're doing the same thing, you need to evaluate yourself. I did the same thing. Like, I changed just one thing, and I'm seeing if it works. I haven't done it yet, but I'm doing it now, you know. So it's just one thing to see if it works, because if you're getting the same results, it's the problem. But take responsibility for whatever you do, whatever goes wrong. Sometimes it is the other person. You know, they're all mm-hmm. wrong. But if someone is like, let's say a relationship, they're cheating on you all the time or whatever. Yeah, they're cheating, but you're accepting it. How many times have they cheated? Now you got to start blaming yourself. Now you got to take responsibility.
Exactly. Damn, people only do what you allow them to do to you. If they mm-hmm. like, they can do it once or twice and get away with it, they're going to keep trying it until you put a stop to this and say, hold up, wait a minute. I'm not going to let you do this to me anymore.
Right.
This is over with. Like, I'm putting an end to this right now, today,
right.
people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
Other ways, listen, to get your life on track, start setting some goals. You know, I've talked to people about mm-hmm. creating vision boards or an inspiration board. Start putting things in front of your face that you want to see happen, those changes. Put it on a board. Cut out pictures of happy things, things that you'd like to do and see in your life. Put those on that board in front of you, so you can see what direction you'd like to go in. Better way to mm-hmm. keep you motivated by having it in front of your face. Definitely got to set some goals, some short-term goals and some long-term goals. Where do you want to see yourself in 5 months? Where do you want to see yourself in 6 months, a year? Where do you want to see yourself in the next 5 years? Like, you keep going like that. Every couple months, like, go back over your goals and see, like, what progress you're making as well. Like, you have to control of your own life. And if you don't control your life, then I think someone else will. So sometimes I say this thing, you know, be a boss or get bossed. Like, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, that are simple, you know. Somebody going to boss you around, or you going to be a boss and be in control of your own self and your own life. I'd rather be in control of my own self and my own life. So I'm going to be a boss.
Right. Figure
I'm not
going to
get bossed too. I'm not going to get bossed. you know, get organized. Being organized in your professional life, in your personal life, everything. That will make you feel so much better by doing simple things like that. Just being organized. Simple. Keep your house clean. Get yourself together. Clear the clutter. It will help you think straight. I've been doing that too, clearing all this junk I got in my house. And let me tell you, I feel so much more productive just in general, like having everything clean and clear and, like, nothing's in my way. I feel like nothing can stop me now because I am more organized. When I clear everything, I'm like, whoo, I can breathe. I can work better. It really does make a difference, people. It really does.
I agree. I'm like, really organized. I'm borderline. What did my sister call me? Obsessive, right?
OCD,
obsessive compulsive.
Like that.
Yeah, my sister says I'm OCD because if you see my closet, my shoes are lined up perfectly,
my
clothes are perfectly. My cabinet, like my cans and everything, like everything is just perfectly done. I'm like a little obsessive about that. But to tell you the truth, like it is not. It works for me. You don't have to be like that, but it works for me because it clears my head and it helps me think more clearer when things are messy.
Wait, hold on. I don't mean to
like,
cut you off, but listen. People, you're going to hear us live. We're going to keep talking, but the show is coming to an end. So we're going to close out the show right. So go ahead and keep talking, but the live people will not hear the rest of this. You'll have to go back and listen to the archive shows to hear whatever we're saying. Okay, so keep talking. Now we're in record mode.
Okay. We should have made this longer. But no, just basically like when there's like a little clutter, like when I'm laying in bed and I see like there's a pile of clothes, which I don't. I leave a pile of clothes right by where I put my dirty clothes in the hamper, and I'll put it, like, right on top, and it'll drive me a little crazy, and then I have to kind of, like, get up and fix it, or if I'm tired enough, I'll let it go. But, like, just, like, little things like that, it helps me clear my mind. But definitely when you have, like, this open space, or, like, if you're at work, just change something around. Move the computer to another angle or something. It kind of helps you be a little bit more productive. This is study. It's actually a study, a proven study that says if you move things around a little bit more, you might end up being a bit more productive. Just, like, a little bit of change. But, yeah, definitely get more organized.
Wow, listen to that, people. Just changing, like, your computer location. Wow, I need to try that. Change needs to happen.
Another thing, I know we got to close out, but I think this one here is just a little important. There's a bunch that I wanted to go through. But basically, this is to be a better parent. We're all great parents, I'm sure, and we could all do better. But here's one thing that I've been consciously trying to stop doing is stop being on my phone. So when I'm home with my daughter and she's doing her homework, or, like, I'm cooking and she's trying to talk to me, whatever, and I'm on my phone, you know, and I'm like, what? And I'm not really paying attention to what she's saying or what's going on, and I'm not bonding with her because I'm too busy doing everything else. I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm on my phone.
Oh, my gosh, so guilty of this. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I give more attention to my phone than to my own daughter, you know, and then I call myself and I'm like, I got to put this phone down. And that's what I've been doing for, like, the last, I want to say, week. It's even. It hasn't even been a full week. I just put, like, the phone down. I put it on the charger. I put it loud so it's a ring so I get a message. Maybe I'll check it right away. But I'm giving her my attention. And to me, that's being a better parent. Because how many times are we, like,
so
on the phone?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Actually, Trent has called me out on it a couple times. He's like, Mom, are you on your phone again? You're not listening to me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, wait a minute. And then I end up putting the phone down. I'm like, whoa.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely put the phone down. Pay attention to your kids. It is so much more important. And you don't want to miss out on their lives, and then you don't want them feeling like they're less important because, like, you're all into the phone. One of the other things that we that actually you had on this list here was read more books. I definitely think that reading books is just so fundamental, and, you know, not to sound cliche, reading is fundamental, but it really is, and you learn so much, and it actually expands your vocabulary and things like that. It gives you more to talk about. You know, you can join in on certain conversations when you're reading, and I just think it's really important. I have, like, a list of books over here that I need to get back on that I said I'm going to read. And then you just get into a whole new world of, like, hearing other people's thoughts and opinions on different subjects.
Right.
So, you know, you're missing out on a whole lot if you're not reading and feeding that brain of yours, because our brains can get lazy and, like, needs to eat, too. Just like we feed our bodies, we need to feed our brains so we can keep it active. And don't you all be smart and intelligent? Come on, people. Totally.
And one suggestion, I say you start with Girly Girls Guide to a Fabulous Life, to Live in a Fabulous Life. That right there.
That right there, though.
Get it now. And I'm not sure. I think they had free shipping last week. I don't know if they still have that.
So listen, you guys need that site. So, you know, you can still go ahead and get that for free shipping on maritabiasi.com.
Maritabiasi.com. Definitely. Start reading. Start with that guide right there. That's the number one thing right there. But one last thing I want to say. I won't say nothing else because I'm dragging this. One last thing I want to say that we need to do to improve our life and get our life back right is let go. Letting go. Letting go of the grudges. Letting go of the pain, letting go of the hurt. Sweetie, listen, if you're holding a grudge, you're giving whoever that person is the power, you know, like you're giving them your energy, you're giving them the power. Let it go. Like, I've never held a grudge. I usually just, like, you know what, I cut my losses, whatever, I move on. But, like, so it takes so much energy, because I tried to do it before, but it takes so much energy. I'll forget what I'm mad at this person for, but I know when I see them, I should be upset. But it takes so much energy for me to be upset to see this when I see this person and act like I have an attitude, and that's so not naturally me. I'm so naturally a happy person. And I'm like, you know what? Why am I doing all this for this person? Who the hell are they in, like, the grand scheme of things in my life? Nobody. So let it go. Live life. Enjoy your life. You know what's the best revenge for anyone? To be happy. To live your life and be happy. That is the biggest revenge to anyone because they want you to be. If it's someone who really doesn't want good for you or who actually was really bad for you, they want you to be miserable. They want you to be upset at them. But if you just let it go and be like, hey, whatever, I don't care, that actually will bother them more. So the best revenge is be happy and let it go. But I just have I have to put that out there because I know so many people who hold on to, like, past things that they've had for, like, 10, 20 years. Like, oh, when I was a kid, they did this and, you know, they did that to me back in the days. And I'm like, wow, you're still holding on to that? No, like, let it go. It's just crazy. But you got to move forward with that. And that's actually holding.
You've got one life to live. Remember that, people.
Absolutely.
That is real. Got to make the most of the time that you have right here on earth and just roll with that. Like, seriously. That's all you should be doing. Yeah. So, well, that's our time. So, there's so much more that we can talk about. We may even go into next week and talk about it and ask our friend Manny James what he thinks about living life and get his take on that as well.
Right.
So, don't forget that we do have a special guest. Again, Manny James, he'll be here with us next week. Tuesday at 10, and we'll extend the show a little bit, and we're going to get to talk to him. So tune in, listen to his newest songs that we have that we're going to play, and call in with any questions that you have for him. But listen, folks, if nobody, I mean nobody told you that they loved you on today or this week, just know that we love you right here at the Late Night Grill. But more importantly, God loves you too. Thank you so much for tuning in to us each and every Tuesday. That's right. Follow us on the Late Night Girls on Facebook, okay? We love you and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Happy Memorial Day to you. Be safe.
And
don't be crazy.
Possibly.
Absolutely. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. Where's the kiss?
Mwah.